Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Les Holbrook, who's the Executive Director for the Boerdekai Chamber of Business. Good morning, Les. How are you?
Good morning, colleagues. I'm fine, thanks. Yourself?
Good. Good to catch up again. Obviously, you've seen the rapid increase of COVID infections, which they're calling the second wave in the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro, and also now extending to some parts of the Western Cape. What are you seeing in the border region at the moment?
You know, let's be honest. I mean, every single case is a tragedy and a disaster. And I mean, you don't want it to happen. But I can say with my hands and my feet definitely are firmly on wood that we're not as severely as affected. Now, that's not to say it won't happen. That's not to say that we should be complacent. And it's not to say, for example, that a lot of people seem to think it's never going to happen to me. So it certainly is not as severe as it is in your neck of the woods, and we pray that you guys can manage the thing. But it's at this stage we think it's manageable.
Liz, just on that point, not as severe as our neck of the woods and fairly manageable on your side, what are some of the precautions that you guys are taking to ensure that things remain fairly manageable?
Yeah, you know, this is the question. Let me rather put it to you in a different way. Is that if everybody took the pandemic seriously, I think we could honestly say to ourselves we would not be where we are at the moment. So taking precautions is certainly the name of the game. This is the beginning and end of your day. You start up in the morning and you go to work, and you do the right things. You know, you sanitize, you wear your mask, you social distance. And obviously you have avoided sort of large crowds and so on. Now, that's good and well. That's what's written into the manual. But unfortunately, many people either don't have the manual or think that the manual doesn't apply to them. So whilst we are still doing this, and might I add that industry particularly, and I'm sure it's the same in every city and metro, industry is really, really battling. They're finding it extremely difficult to maintain the protocols. And it's simply just that there is a sort of a sentiment, and it comes from the, I suppose we could say, the people who spread different messages. So you can, at any one time, you can find on TikTok, you can find on WhatsApp, you can find on any group you like. You get the people and doctors and specialists who say that this thing is rubbish and you don't need to worry about it, and it's not going to happen to you, and don't let government dictate. And then, of course, you get the government, the official government stance on this, which is in line with COVID-19 and obviously in line with lockdown. That tells you that you must do all these things. So we still don't have a socially uniform approach. But let me say that industry and certainly business is doing their best under a very difficult situation. For us, the big issue is around compliance, and it's around conforming. So, you know, if the compliance tells you to do this, then I think that you have to conform.
Liz, do you have... Sorry, Liz, I interjected there.
No, carry on. I think that another issue is the cost. I might tell you that I don't know if it's come back to anybody, but the cost to industry and the cost to anybody, let me just say anybody, is phenomenal. It's unbelievable. And nobody budgeted for this. That's part of the problem is what we call the suck-up part of it, is that you just have to do it. You have to provide protective clothing. You have to provide sanitizing masks and stations and so on and so on. And that cost is comes heavily to industry.
Liz, do you have a message to the greater public, your staff and their families, for example?
Look, you know, the thing is that definitely the message is simply is that be safe. I think that and being safe, it's, one doesn't need to go through the rules over and over again. I don't believe there's too many people that don't know what they should and shouldn't do. But it's a case of when you get into the taxi, people are not wearing masks. When you're walking to work, people are not wearing masks. When you arrive at work, there are still people that don't wear masks. So our message is wear masks. Please, people, wear masks. And ensure that you sanitize as often as you can. Not the case of as often as you feel that it's going to be applicable, but I think you should sanitize as often as you can. And you know, avoid hotspots. I think that's a big issue too. To stay away from the uncontrolled sort of parts of things that contribute to this. I mean, we've seen it, pardon me, we've seen it in the universities, where unfortunately they are a particular hotspot, simply because the culture in the university is that it's not going to happen to me, and it's not my turn, and et cetera, et cetera. So the reality of it is that it does bite, and unfortunately it has a big impact, and we think this is where the spike is originating from as well.
All right. Les, thank you for joining us this morning. Good luck as we continue fighting this virus. Les Holbrook, the Executive Director for Border Kai Chamber of Business. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. And keep up the good work, guys. I think the message you're putting out there is outstanding. So thank you for your sterling efforts and work.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.